The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. This is 19 Keys, and we about to break down the Donald Trump wealth standard. Y'all will get this for free, right? Number one, before I even look at an article of anything that talks about his avoidance of taxes, right? Let's go into the history. Number one, most of the things that we complain about Donald Trump are actually great learning lessons for a person to be able to learn from. And Black America especially needs to learn these lessons because when we look at American history, we hate America. Why? Because America has oppressed us this entire time, right? So there's nothing patriotic about our love story with America, that we have no reason to be paying taxes. Hell, even the fact that Breonna Taylor family got $12 million mean that the people of Kentucky actually paid for that. And the banks get paid through police brutality bonds. So everybody is profiting off Black death as they have been for the last 400 years. So the fact that we Black people in America are paying taxes just means that we're funding our own oppression, literally. That if my brother is killed by the police and those policemen, right, get sued by the family, you understand me, which would be my family, right, and we get paid from that, we just paid ourselves. The people in that surrounding town paid it, not the government, you understand me, because that comes out of the tax-paying people's money. And then the banks loan bonds to the city because the city can't cover it. The banks charge interest on those loans, and then the banks get paid off those interest. So everybody's getting paid off of police brutality, right? It's called police brutality bonds, and most people don't know nothing about it. Now, when we look at that, that means that Donald Trump ain't paying for none of this police brutality that's happened because he ain't paying taxes. That man has found every single way to avoid it, as we should, as great Americans, because the great American way is to avoid the Tea Party. You understand me? It's to not pay the taxes whatsoever. Now, a lot of people have made fun of Donald Trump for the very things that have made him successful. And this is why we don't understand success, because instead of observing to learn, we judge to burn. You understand me? So when we look at the fact that people talk about the fact that, well, his father gave him his startup money, right? That he was a spoiled brat. Well, that's something that father's supposed to do, and that's something that families are supposed to do. That instead of him having to go work alone, right, in America, in this so-called American way, and work for another man, you understand me, for him to be able to build a business, his father gave him the money to get started. Now, he also knew that failure comes along with businesses, right? That he had incredible losses and he filed bankruptcy to avoid the debt. And you can file bankruptcy multiple times, get rid of that debt, start business back over, rebuild your credit up, boom, you back in business again. Another American way. Instead, here we are looking at bankruptcy as a bad thing because in our community, we have connotated things with bad negative reputations instead of learning on how to actually use them as solutions. Because the average black family is carrying around debt for 10, 20 years. They could have went bankrupt, started over, you understand me, and then restart their business and their credit all over again. Matter of fact, you could have effed off your credit, you understand me, got that taken off your credit, then re-sparked your credit again and redid it. But instead, we think we got to be perfect model citizens, right, in order to be successful. No, I don't want to be the Obama paying more taxes than Donald Trump while Donald Trump is getting paid more than him. I don't want to be the Obama have to speak in a perfect poise in a charismatic manner every time while simultaneously getting judged triple the amount that this white man does for just fumbling information and emotionally triggering people. Because Donald Trump has learned to be the Caesar, right, of the bread and circus show that is called America. He is the most American president of all, especially in the way that he shows the American people how it's all one big show. Now, most people don't know what the correct status of Donald Trump is and why he not paying taxes and why that even the IRS tried to audit him for a big tax refund after paying $97 million and getting back nearly $72 million plus interest. They audited that boy and he still ain't went to court on it. And they found that peculiarly intriguing, but they don't know why. But if you study the International Monetary Fund, right, and you start to understand that they the one that's issuing the taxes in the first place, and then you start to understand that, wait a minute, why do we have to pay taxes? Is it even on the books? Is it even on the laws? You understand me? Or do we just agree to the debt that the tax holders give us? You understand me? And by this agreeing to debt, now it locks us into a contract. And of course, we have to pay. Now, when we look at America, America is one big corporation with rules that we didn't agree to. We were just born here and they said, yo, we got to agree to it. Why? Right? And when you look at Donald Trump, like I said, he got his family model. His pops gave him the paper, right? And we look at historically, he didn't want to show y'all the taxes because we already knew the man wasn't paying no taxes. You understand me? That what he would do, of course, he take all his personal life. Of course, he has his business, but he going to take all his personal expenses and make them business expenses. Why? Because he turned himself into a brand. A brand with an image, and he was able to license out that image. That his personal brand is actually his greatest brand, even bigger than the golf courses, right, and the beauty pageants, right, and all the other things that he owned. It was the reason that he made Apprentice so popular and families would sit around and watch Donald Trump because he knew how to get close to culture. Hip-hop took pictures with him and put him in dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of songs, and they branded Donald Trump to the world. And Donald Trump took that brand, you understand me, turned around, and he leveraged that to become an American president, what is considered to be one of the highest seats of power in the world. In the free world, it's considered to be the highest seats of power. Now, people are saying, well, this man has no political experience. Well, what is political experience exactly in America? Because those who have had political experience just made them greater stealers, right? Great gave them greater deception tactics to fool the American people and make them think that they were for you. That's all that it means. That political experience means that you will, while you play the game, you will make sure that you continue to fool the people. Now, Donald Trump didn't have this ability to play the game and fool the people. He just fooled the people, right, while playing the game in a manner to where he was being transparent with it. Because even when he was doing his deals, he knew how to have the power of salesmanship, that he would use certain trigger words and he would repeat them over and over because he's always branding himself. And then also when he would have businesses, what he would do, of course, and this is what business people do, is they report more losses than profits, right? And they find every which way and every loophole imaginable so that they do not have to pay taxes. Why? Why? Because why should the government deserve taxes when they can go print up billions of dollars? Why should the people pay taxes? Why? Because we working? Does that mean that we property? Does that mean that we don't really have rights to ourselves, that they have to go take hundreds and a great percentage of our paper, and we got to give it back to the government. Why are we born, right, with these rules attached to us? Are we somebody's property that everything that we do, we have a contract and we have to give them a percentage? And is there a knowledge that allows us to navigate the contract, the social contract from this construct that we live in under this corporation as properties? Meaning that, well, what if we create our own persons? Our own persons would be our own businesses. These are their own entities. These entities have their own expenses. I can utilize this because America as a corporation was made for the rich and the wealthy and white men. So white men knowing America, since it was built for them, and the 0.01% of America, they know that, God damn it, I don't want to pay taxes because taxes are a racket in the first place. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. America doesn't even pay off its own debts. America owes so much money to nations that if they called it in, America would be crippled. But it also crippled the nations because they have so many investments in America. And so it's all tied together in an intricate system. So you got to think about that for a second. You understand me? You have to think. Now, there is a way to remove yourself. There is a way to take control. Now, I'm not going to go into that right now. That's an entirely different conversation. But in a wealth standard of Donald Trump, what he said was, I'm going to avoid responsibility and accountability by putting it on everybody else. And those who know that I'm guilty, I'm going to put them in favor. The first, I'm going to fire them before they can do anything while they have position. He fired their ass. So if you not on his side, you got to go, right? He's a white ruler. So a white ruler rules with an iron fist. So he said, boom, you got to go. Now, if you don't snitch on me and you go to jail and not snitch, I'm just going to pardon you. It's simple. If I tell you, look, bro, don't snitch on me. Don't even worry about you being in jail for a couple weeks, maybe a month. You understand me? Don't 6ix9ine me. I got you. Don't snitch on me. I'm going to get you back out. So he did that to his homies. He got him out. That's his wealth standard. Now, it's crazy how you would think that, how could a president have more of a historical run than the first black president? That he used Obama as a way to get in office, preying on the sentiments of the American people, knowing that they were wholly dissatisfied being ran by a black ruler, Mr. Obama. Now, Mr. Obama, I'm sure, knows a lot of these loopholes, and he knows the system very well. He's a very detailed, smart, intelligent man. His articulative ability was crazy. I think it was Chris Rock that said Obama represented progress for white America, not black America. Now, that's something to think about when you really, really understand it. You understand me? Now, I'm not going to go into that, but I really want y'all to understand that Donald Trump represents America's karma. And all he do is take the lessons, take the education of America, the ways of America, the corporate standings and stature of America, and he utilizes them in a manner that has got him billions of dollars and a presidency and secured him a seat in history. Now, history tells a different story about presidents and people throughout time. They don't tell it based on the sentiments of whether the people loved you or not at that time. They tell it based on the accomplishments that were done during your time. So people often don't care about what the crowd feels like. Because remember, people hated George W. Bush, right? But today, Obama can kiss him on the cheek, offer sweet nothings to him in his ear, pass him candy, and she can still be the beloved first lady. So the American people have such a short memory because we are always getting passed down to the next Caesar, the next pimp, right? And you're only trying to figure out how to deal with what's going on. But the goal is to learn the lessons that it's people who know how to say, well, I made $1 million in profit, but dang, let me conjure up a way to where I can have $1 million in losses, so therefore I don't have to pay taxes. There's a multitude of different things that a person can utilize. So when you look at Donald Trump tax history, our goal is to not say, oh my God, he's an evil man for not paying taxes in America, one of the most corrupt countries in the world. I don't want to pay taxes in America. Do you? Let's just be honest with this. Now, there's going to be, of course, the Democrats and everybody else is going to utilize this as a trigger way to get you to focus on his taxes when you should be focusing on the education of his taxes and how you go about doing the same exact thing so that you and your family can avoid paying out all your paper. That's why I say every black family should have an LLC. It's going to help you avoid them taxes much better. Now, I don't rock with Donald, right? But he is a white ruler and he understands America. And so if anything I'm going to do is I'm going to learn. Okay, go learn. Learn how to play the game. Otherwise, the game plays you. And black America have been getting played for decades. You understand me? And the Republicans and the Democrat players on both sides by utilizing our sentiments, by not appealing to our logic, our intellect, our reasoning whatsoever. They're not going to get our great intellectuals. They're not going to get our great philosophers and leaders and revolutionaries. Sit down with them, have conversations and say, how can we make real progress for America? They'll be in office for decades upon decades upon decades and say, well, anytime that I need them to vote for me, tell me how do I get them to wish I was the person that was in office that can offer them an idea of a future, but never give them any real tangibles. Because if I give them tangibles, they don't need us anymore. They become a self-reliant people. And this independence makes them start to really believe in the type of leadership that tells them to do for self, that tells them they don't need to vote, that they can just create their own systems. That what does the government actually offer you? Right? That for the most part, black people just want some equity. We want some equality. We want to get justice and we want to have freedom completely, true freedom. Now, how do you go about getting these things for yourself becomes the question. Well, number one, you got to have the knowledge, right? Because even if you got the money without the knowledge, you don't know what to do with the money once you get it, right? So you have to educate yourself upon the history so that you don't make the same mistakes in the present and you can build your future. Then when you go about getting the equity, right? Now, that's when you start to produce the solutions for yourself. So I want to feed myself, number one. I want to clothe myself. I want to produce my own essentials. Right now, if I want to get into the game of politics, I don't want to utilize the choices that they're giving us. I want to put my own choices up there. I don't want to use their choices. I need somebody who will be in there and make radical changes. Radical changes are the only changes that matter in America. Radical changes to the infrastructure that just come in there completely ripping things down and making changes. See, Donald Trump represents that type of change that people wanted to see for so long. We just wanted to see somebody come in there and rip shit up and stop playing the game the same exact way. He came in there automatically saying that, look, I'm blocking people from the borders. I'm going to be building up radical change. Without this radical change, there is no point in electing any official. Because the same thing will happen because around that official is a system that is designed to keep us down. So unless there's radical infrastructure change and unless somebody can promise that they will start moving on this radical infrastructure change, then what is the point of having someone else as the head of a corporation that is still designed to keep people down? Think about that for a second. That's like having a pharmaceutical company that gives drugs with some of the worst side effects on the world, and all you want to do is get a new head of that corporation. Not have them change the drugs that they give and create cures and use herbs and a multitude of other things that will help you to help and assist people. No, I just don't like the CEO who's running that company. That CEO is terrible, how he treats his employees. That man is terrible. But what about the fact that the drugs that this company makes are still detrimental regardless of who's running the company? And that's what America is. It's a pharmaceutical company. And it's been drugging the people, and the people just want a new CEO at a company rather than to stop taking the drugs. So you have to think about it in that manner, in that capacity. So when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, do for self, he's talking about you becoming reliant on yourself and your own people. And that's when we start talking about family models. He's learned how to write his taxes off and build family institutions. He paid Ivanka consulting fees. Right? So that they can reduce their taxes. Man, you gotta understand what's going on today. Right? That when two people get together in a marriage, and when you talk about the foundation of creating family, and this is why the family institution and the nuclear family especially is so important, which of course Black Lives Matter is against, which is why we don't rock with them. The nuclear family is important. Man, woman, child. That's simple. I never thought in all my days of growing up that I would find black women to be against that. But of course, they don't believe in men. So I can get that. No country and no revolution can ever be led by lesbian women that don't believe in men. There's no balance there. There's none. There's misandry there, the hatred of men. There's no balance there. It's trauma. It's triggering. It's terrible. It's definitely and it's costly to young males that's growing up and young women that's growing up learning those lessons. You understand me? So with the death of the family model, right, and they're consistently against young male leadership, which is why voices like myself don't get projected on platforms because they don't want to hear me speak. That we don't have the right to speak and have a different of opposing opinion to them. That the way we go about building our wealth standards, right, indifference, telling y'all to build family, build businesses, right, have your own strategies and plans, they don't like that. They said, nah, what's wrong with you? You're supposed to think how we tell you to think. You're supposed to think in a comfortable manner so we can stand next to you. Think about that for a second. You understand me? Now, when you don't understand the land, you can get caught up. I believe I didn't read The Art of the Deal, but I will read that book. That I was told that there was a part in that book where he had sold a casino to, I believe, some Asians. And the Asians bought the casino. Now, when they bought the casino, right? For however many millions of dollars that they bought. You understand me? They bought the real estate. Real estate is what you buy on top of the land, right? So anything on top of the land you buy, it's like if I sell you a table, right? And you buy this table, but that's everything on the table. Really, you don't own the table, right? Just everything on top of the table. That's how real estate is. But you don't really own the legs. You can't move this table how you want to because you don't own the mineral rights to it. You don't have land patents and a multitude of other different things. So then he had those rights to that, and he sold that in a separate deal, and they had to pay an equal amount just to buy that. Man, these people was pissed off. But see, ignorance allows you to be taken advantage of. And this is how our people are. We're ignorant. Right? That we don't truly own anything in America. We're deed and title holders in America. Even when you go buy you land, you holding on to it. You don't own it. It ain't in your trust. You don't own that. You're a deed title. You just leasing it. See, America, they got the game all figured out. That this country was given to I said I'm against lesbian leadership in these organizations like Black Lives Matter, who are against the nuclear family and are against young male leadership or male leadership, period. I am 100% against that. And I will state that on the record for anybody who has an issue with it, because you can't lead black people in America and be against black family. So 100% on the record, hand to God, I'm against it. Anybody got a problem with it, that's on y'all. You understand me? I don't mind stating that in front of anybody. Nah. It is what it is. You're going to have to take that or leave it. And anybody who don't like it is what it is. You understand me? So here we are in America dealing with all these issues, and we're talking about families. Let's get back to the family. So what is a marriage? A marriage is a proposal that two people come under the same account, essentially. They come under the same business structure and entity. Now these two people businesses are tied together. Their rights are tied together. So now they have certain rights and things and ways that they can file and move as a conjoined couple, right? They are coming into a business partnership, right? So that's their business partnership. So my brother told me, he said that he doesn't believe in the institution of marriage in the way of I'm going to get a marriage certificate. He said that I'm actually going to get a trust. And he said he going to put his under a trust. So him and his wife come up a trust, an account that they own. So they have their rights, right, and their property and everything that they do under this trust. Now, this particular business arrangement that they go under is the same as you getting a marriage certificate. You're just setting up how you want your business to be accounted, but you don't have to follow the stigma and the rituals that America has set in place for you to love somebody else. Right. And to create a business partnership with them so that you all may build your life up. Now, like I said, these do come with certain benefits. Right. In a divorce, you're talking about doing split 50-50s and a multitude of other different things, which is why people get these certifications, right? I get it, right? It's supposed to come with a level of security for some people. You might want to take somebody money after you done helped build them something. But there's other ways of doing it. And I only bring that up because the institution of marriage has to be understood from a foundational aspect that it is of a building relationship. That is not just the maintenance of love. It is the maintenance of a business relationship that's supposed to produce something. And the product of that relationship is often a child and the production of a family. And that family has a particular value. And the value of that family is based on what they produce, right? But Black American family, because we are consumers and not producers, the value of Black America's family is little to none. And because we don't see the value in Black America's family, that we lose. Now, this man Trump appointed his sons and daughters, right, in political positions. As my brother Derek Grace talks about, nepotism. Nah, we post to show favor all the time. So I'm trying to give y'all these well-standard keys, right? And to understand the issues that exist in America is foundationally at the family level. So when the man and woman are not working together, right, then we are acting like white folks. Because you have to understand that the good old boys club, right? The Caesars, there's no women Caesars. Women couldn't be Caesar in Rome. Why do you think that there haven't been a white woman president all these years, all these qualified white women? That Elizabeth Warren would have been a much better candidate for Joe Biden than Kamala Harris. That's just facts. At least she spoke on reparations, right? But white men don't want to be ran by white women because they don't believe in their women being equal to them. They don't believe in it whatsoever. Man, they'd rather start a fire in this country before that happened. So they don't believe in white women being equal to them. In their paradigm, in the Roman paradigm, when that woman couldn't produce a boy, right? Oh man, she wasn't worth much at all. You had to get rid of her and get another one in here. So the mentality still exists today that this woman is not seen as any equal, as any cosmic deity. She don't have the Eve genes like the Black woman. She's not seen as the original womb of the planet Earth, which all things come from. So they don't value their woman the same way. She has been used historically as a pawn to destroy Black America. That during Black Wall Street, they used what a white woman. Emmett Till, they used the white woman. During the burning in South Carolina, they used the white woman. White men have used historically white women to set and trap Black men up. That their woman was just a pawn. They brand her with this white purity, but they don't respect her with any level of purity at all. Because you have to remember that they come from the nigger troglodyte, which is that caveman. They didn't have the same system of values when it comes to understanding women. Because guess what? The white woman wasn't their first teacher. It was the Black man and the Black woman. You got to forget that. You can't forget that. Right? We grew up in our history, Black women talked to generations to come. But white women didn't talk to white men how to bathe, how to clean, how to rule, how to trade, how to think. That was the Black man and the Black woman taught the white man that. Go study Moore's history. So they never had an innate, right, nature to respect their women because it's not in their history. She didn't raise them. We raised them. Remember that. We raised them. We taught them everything they know. Taught them science. Taught them mathematics. Taught them language. Taught them cleanliness. Taught them everything. That's why they knew they had to make us forget who we were. And they had to destroy who we are because they knew that we their fathers. We know that we their fathers. It's simple. So when they don't respect a woman, it leaves something imbalanced. There's a cosmic imbalance. When man and woman that are building family don't believe in equality in the sense that they stand by side by side and they have these roles that each play based on their nature. So the white man's paradigm is always out of balance because he doesn't love his woman. Always in balance. It's always in balance. I didn't create his Hollywood movies and his stories. He created those. And his movies and show you that there's always an imbalance. That when they was cowboys, they treated them like what? Whores. When they was cowboys, they showed you what they treated the woman. No, you can't come in here. We talking business. Get on out of here. You ain't nothing but a plaything. We didn't create those movies. We didn't create the images. They did. They created to show you how they think. Historically, in the hoods of America, white women will always be known as what? Easy. White women has always been known as easy. That there wasn't too much you had to do to get you a white woman. So brothers that was treated wrong in the hood, they gonna get them a white woman that they consider ugly or whatever. They go, I'm gonna get something easy. She ain't gotta do too much work. She's not a God-making woman. That's the black woman. She'd take your idea, she'd nurture it, and she'd turn it. Man, you get the coldest. You become the greatest person on the planet Earth. She gonna pick until she makes you a God. She's going to make sure that you are who you say you are. That black woman got that ability. So I didn't say disrespecting women came from the white man. I'm saying disrespecting his woman did. Pay attention. I'm sure there were some brothers who disrespected women multiple times over and over, but that's not our original nature. So when we talking about their history, let's listen for a second. And tell me when I start lying. Right? So we have the greatest woman on the planet Earth. She has that womb that can produce all others. That's our woman. Their woman doesn't have that same speciality. So they have this mismanagement. And so their paradigm is always interrupted because they look at that white boy, right, as their heir to their throne. That's going to be the next Caesar. But at the same time, if you watch the movie Gladiator, and I just watched it, he looked at the boy as a threat to his power because he knew that that boy was coming up next. And because he had killed his own father to get his position of power because his father told him, talking about Caesar and Rome and Gladiator, his father told him that he knew that he was an immoral man and that he would be the worst thing ever to have lead. So he killed his father to take over his power. It's an analogy for how white men and their sons interact with each other in the white family dynamics that exist in America. And we just in between caught up in it. That's why they tried to destroy our family dynamics because they were so strong that it took them decades and decades and decades before they can get us to work for them. Watch the movie Gladiator, great movie, right? Read the book Ice Age Inheritance. Great book, right? So when we look at that and we look at, let's say, our original science, right, in time, and I broke this down before, of course, is that in time, when we look at time, time was first regarded by understanding the period, the cycles of the woman, so that there was a careful observation of the woman in knowing her. And her connection between the cosmos, between that moon. Interesting, right? But his only regard the sun in his time and his calendar. Julius Caesar, right, was the one, not Julius Caesar, but was it Julius? The Julian calendar, right? It was changed, of course, into the Gregorian calendar by the Pope. When he instituted the papal bull, which is the way that they basically wrote law. Now, this papal bull is important to understand because the treaties that were created in America still exist and can still be argued today as a reference that they must stand on, right? So when you talk about the papal bulls, those are things that are in place today that keep people enslaved and keep them with ownership over the earth. And I said the earth. That the Pope has so much power that people don't even realize. So this Pope, he got this power, and through the doctrine of discovery, he came over here to America, right? Seeing that the native and original people had already been over in these lands. But because they weren't under his law, and by his law, when he bring his people, his law carries with him when they go to the land. and they discovered it and said that we found this land. And now it's ours because we discovered it through our laws. So now it's theirs because they say they discovered it through the doctrine of discovery. They write it up on their pieces of paper. Boom. That's law. That's ours now. So when it was time for them to give it to, they gave it to the Britons. They gave rights over land to the Britons. Right? And through the Britons, that's how the American citizens was able to get rights to the land. Now, you can't buy land in America. It has to be granted to you. You got to get you some land patents, right? That you can buy real estate on top of it. You can get mineral rights to it, but you can't own the land. That land is in the trust of the government. They own it. Now, here it is, still really in the possession of ownership by the Pope, but it was granted to the UK, right? And Great Britain. And that American citizens essentially are supposed to have natural rights to the land, which is why you can go get land patents. That there's a statue in Washington, D.C. today. In Washington, D.C., that has four original land patent owners on it. That if you go. You remember that movie National Treasure? That's real shit. Excuse my language. So, we want to go over that a little bit in the wealth standard as well. Actually, we went over it a little bit already. Yeah, you pay property taxes because you don't own it. You got to think about that. You don't own it. See, the wealth standards of America, they own it. They understand it. So, the American people don't understand that if you don't own it, then you are property on someone else's property. I'm going to say that again. You property on someone else's property. Damn. Property on somebody else's property. That when Dred Scott went to them folks and he tried to get his rights as a free man, they like, man, you property. Cold peace, ain't it? That after black people so-called got their freedom at the 1865, that's when the 14th Amendment came in, saying that actually we free persons, and the persons mean corporations. And a corporation stole the rights of black people in America. And then the 13th Amendment said you're still slaves if you break a law. Boy, it's a cold piece and a cold game that they're getting us with here in America, ain't it? Cold piece in America. It's a cold piece in America. Man, it's tough being a black man in America. You don't understand this stuff, boy. Right? So they blocking black people from having any real money in America because we don't understand it. That we own cash. Now, you have to understand that the dollar originally was used by the military, right, as a receipt of transaction. That you used to be able to go and get, the dollar was a money receipt, right, for ounces of gold. That you could turn in that dollar and they literally go give you some gold. Here you go. That's your gold. Then, of course, it was changed to where it ain't backed by shit. Now, we go over all this in the wealth standard, right? Bureau of Land Management. That's right. That's the BLM the only BLM I acknowledge is the Bureau of Land Management. So it's not backed by gold. It's not backed by anything. There's nothing that defends the currency. Now, for them to get it backed by gold, it would be tough because then they would have to have a greater system of accountability. That each dollar that went out would have to be accounted for. So that would be much harder on Congress, much harder on everybody. Now remember, they've been stealing and hoarding gold for a while. They stole all of that gold right from Iraq. They went and stole all that gold from Iraq. They went in there, that was about gold and oil. They went in, Obama and Hillary Clinton, the Democrats went and stole all of that gold from Muammar Gaddafi. But we still rock with that man for some reason. Man, it's sad. It's sad that we've been oppressed so much that we don't even see our oppressors no more. if one of the oppressors treats us nicer than the other oppressors, then we might consider him a hero. Damn. It's crazy. Yeah, Donald Trump, he paid $750 in taxes. That boy, cold. Think about that. In 10 and 15 years, after billions of dollars in revenue, he played the game. So, here we are funding our own oppression on an everyday basis and not even realizing it, right? And the political system is our agreement, it's our contract to America that we actually agree with this system every time we pay our taxes, every time we vote, and we sign the paperwork. It's saying that I agree to this system. And none of it makes sense. No, it was Obama who got Muammar Gaddafi. Pay attention. Pay attention. Him and Hillary Clinton, that devil bastard. The word hate is a strong word, but I hate that woman. I really don't like her forever. That man Bill Clinton, another evil devil bastard. Her whole family is just devils. Really don't like them. The Bushes, what they went over there and they did, I dislike them. And Obama and Bushes are cousins, grew up. Obama's family, father's grandfather, whatever, CIA, white mother. We considered him black, but in reality, that man wasn't for us. That man wasn't for us. I think history forced him to get a black woman because he was about to get a white woman. If y'all watched that movie, Barry. Somebody was like, bro, ain't no way you gonna have a political career and ever gonna be a black president, you gonna get you a white woman. That man smoked cigarettes still. I should tell you a little something about it. Why his wife was claiming to do things while claiming to be concerned for the health of young children. That makes sense to me. Why that man smoked cigarettes? It's crazy. It's almost as if there was some white man in his body. Yeah, that didn't make no sense. I'm just saying. Just saying. So, fractional reserve banking, and they talking about bank runs. Now, one thing that the banks learned was the fact that when they got to do bank runs, it's basically saying that all people are coming taking their money in at once. So, fractional reserve banking is saying that the bank will not keep all of your money in the bank at once. Absolutely not. So, if you try to go to the bank and get all of your money out, right, I went to go try to take a large transaction of money out. They like, we don't have it on hand. Right? Because they don't believe in keeping all your money on hand because they know that they can take your money and flip it. So what they're going to do is they're going to take your money. So you go put in $1 million, right? So let's say they take 90% of that and they're putting it into the stock market or they're putting it into insurance policies, right? Guarantee that they're getting a return off of your money, putting into bonds and secure investments. You understand me? Or gold, whatever it may be. Now, they know at any point in time, the average person is not taking like more than 10% of their money out at a time. So why would they need to keep it on hand? So they taking your money, giving you 0.6% return on your money, right? National average, about 0.6 return for the savings accounts. Now, we know that inflation is at about 3%. So while they taking your money and they flipping it, right? And they barely giving you access to your own money. That if you went in there and say, I need my million, they ain't got that. They ain't got it. I ain't got it. I ain't got it for you. We can call it in. We're going to have to do something. We're going to have to get your money in. We ain't got it for you. We flipping it right now. But you need us to hold your money. Why? Why aren't the American people smart enough to be able to hold their own money, to make their own transactions? See, they made us into children. When you go to school, they don't teach you how to do banking and self-banking. They don't teach you how to do credit. They don't teach you how to do taxes, right? They don't teach you how to create, how to do business credit. They won't teach you how to create business plans. They won't do these things for you. I want to teach you how to buy a house. Isn't that the American dream? Shouldn't we have learned that in middle school? Fill out the paperwork to buy a house, the different ways you can do it, different loans. So many different ways to establish it. Shouldn't they have taught us how to diversify our portfolio? America hasn't changed that much in the last 100 years. These things will always be necessary. Think about that. So that's why we focus on it. Entrepreneurs take problems, solve it, and make a profit. That's what we do in the Wealth Standard. We teach all of the solutions to these problems, but we teach it in a format to where you can learn it, and in a format to where it becomes the information that's in your family that you ain't got to fight for no more. See, Donald Trump grew up with this information in his family, and he was able to leverage that information to become president and a billionaire. We ain't have it. Don't have it. Some of us don't even want it. Some of us so lazy that they know that it exists and you still won't sit down and listen and learn, take those notes and apply so that your children and your children's children can win. There's so many ways to flip money, secure money, to utilize skill sets, to not go into debt for the next 4 years, but for the next 2 to 4 weeks, you learn a skill set. We had a student. I'm going to just tell y'all a quick story on one of our students. A student, he got into the class April 25th. Originally, he did coding, knew nothing about trading whatsoever, ever. Got into the class through the 2-week intensive course, right? You get into the 2-week intensive course, then, of course, you get further access to it if you don't catch it in those 2 weeks. You still get access to the information, the classes, everything, right? Now, Chris Cole been trading for over a decade of experience. They get that course, learn trading, right? Now, in the, forget that, not even just the 2-week intensive, but I'm going to finish this story. And the Wealth Standard, we teach options, teach trading, the Forex, teach skill set diversification, business mastery, right? Mindset management, audits, value spending plan, banking, strategies. I mean, it's so much. We go over a lot, right? The history of America, all this information I'm talking about now, plus a plethora of more, right? A multitude of more that we give to the people, right? How to prepare for the crash, how to make money on both sides of the market, and not even changing the price on this stuff. So that's our giveaway. That's our stimulus package for the people. That's more than any president, government, congressperson will ever give you, right? So if anything, I feel like we're running for president. So vote with your dollar. But the 2-week intensive course student, from April till now, right? He had one of his best days. I think he said maybe within an hour, maybe less, he made $30,000. I'm going to get y'all the correct figure. I'm going to post the post that he talked about everything, his figures. He made $30,000. Now, he paid less than $2,000 for the course. Made $30,000 in just one of his trading days. Now, results vary from each and every person. There's not guaranteed nothing in these streets. Not only that, from then until now, from the last time I talked to him, it was $219,000 total profit that he made from a less than $2,000 investment. Yet, people go to school, get them a 4-year education, go into debt with multitudes of interest, and barely making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year. Let alone $200,000 in a few months. So the results that we get, I know I don't brag enough. And me and Chris was talking about, we got to go brag more. We got to brag way more. Because what we doing for people lives, people quitting their jobs and doing this full time and practically every day posting their trades and their sales. Watch tomorrow. You're going to see some of my students' results on my page. That they send us over their real results in real time. We're not making up nothing. But I'm going to start posting it for y'all so y'all can understand. Not only that, we had a student that just got funded. So he's been in there since April. He learned the skill set. If you learn the skill set all the way through and you prove that you mastered the skill set, we get you funded utilizing other people's money. This is our Wealth Standard, right? Using other people's money. That he got funded $125,000. Now this man knew nothing about trading, nothing whatsoever. It don't matter if you a felon. Chris Cole been to prison. Now, I beat my cases, but I would have been a felon. I beat my cases. I'm talking about. So that don't matter. Utilizing other people's money. So imagine if everybody on here had a family member that they knew would sit down, be disciplined enough to learn a new skill. Now they can go take this skill, get funded, right? Up to from $25,000 up to, right, $200,000. Now this family, right, that just invested into this person can get paid back plus interest off a skill set that this person gonna learn and know for life. The stock market ain't going nowhere. I'm just saying, y'all don't know if y'all be thinking what we doing over here is amazing. Y'all think what Donald Trump is doing, that's something, right? And that's why I be trying to tell y'all when it comes to this voting stuff, and you're talking about equity. When you're talking about equity, it's different. Because, yeah, you can go vote all day long. And that's cool. But it still ain't going to give you the returns that we give you. And we ain't asking you to go in debt at all. We ain't asking you to vote for nobody. You understand me? And I love it because I get to be so happy doing a job to where, like, other people benefit from it. Like, when you teach a skill set and other people get paid from that skill set and they can go feed their family, they buying new cars, they putting, the brother done paid for his whole entire wedding from this course. Like, that's different levels. I don't know what everybody doing with that course and what everybody got going on. You understand me? But there's levels to this. There's levels to this. I would rather get you some wealth, increase your wealth, right? And then, you know, let's create a lobbyist group if that's what we want to do. Let's all become millionaires and create a lobbyist group. So when we put our $1 million up, we have our corporations, which has our corporate interests, and we create our own special interest group, right? And we go buy us some politicians. Let's go buy us some politicians. And then once we buy the politicians, we'll tell the people to vote for the politicians. Because we know that that politician will have our best interest at hand. We hire a lobby group. They go do it. We go buy one of these. They had a dinners. You buy a seat at the table at one of these dinners. You talk to the politician. Say, hey, look. You understand me? I need so-and-so and done so all right, people can get this certain thing for business. Sitting there in their ear, but look, don't even worry. We got the check for you. They take the check. They smile. They doing business with you. All right, don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. Next thing you know, it don't matter who became president because lobbyists can lobby on both sides at the same time. They want to. All of a sudden, we winning. I look at the tactics and the success blueprints that are given out in America. Let's say that you can gather up enough black people and we can go buy white-owned companies and turn them into black-owned companies. You know how they buy our companies and we get mad at the fact that they bought our black-owned company. Why did this person sell it? I'm not mad at this person for selling. He had an exit strategy. That's what he wanted to do. Maybe it was his whole goal was to sell it. Why aren't we buying companies that white folks done built that we consider to be great and say, well, let's create our own group, Armor Private Fund, and let's go buy companies. Interesting, right? Now, somebody say boycotting is the way to go. Boycotting is only, don't worry about my charge of that. Boycotting is only one way to go. The second half of boycotting is boycotting. Boycotting is when you intentionally are spending with those that you support. Boycotting is when you're not spending with those you don't support. You want to stop their business flow completely. You want to stop whatever they got going on. But we got to boycott. At the same time, so yeah, we shut down. But that's what I'm saying. Boycotting works, but it's only one part. Cause we boycotted the Alabama bus system, right? In the '60s, right? For integration, to sit on the bus like Rosa Parks, But we had our own buses that we didn't support. That we could have just said, you know what? We don't want to get on y'all buses ever. We'll just support our own buses, create our own buses. Fuck y'all buses. Excuse my language. We could do that too. We can say, you know what? Yes, we're going to tear down your store. And we go take all of that money we've been spending over there and we go support our own and build our own stores. So we don't just boycott, we boycott. Because the boycotting is helping us get rid of part of the problem. The boycotting is helping us produce part of the solution. No, I don't think, I think you're intentionally misinterpreting what I'm saying and you don't want to understand it, Miss Body. I'm not saying so stop buying and buy white. We stop buying and buy black. Stop buying white and buy black. How does that analogy not fit perfectly into an understanding, sister? Are we on the same team here? I'm in agreement with you. I'm just giving you the second part of it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said don't shop with the white folks. But then he created businesses for us to shop for and with. The grocery stores, the banks. And these things can be done overnight if we change our mindset overnight. We can. That's the beautiful thing about what exists in this time today is we can actually make a change overnight. Now, I'm going to stop cussing. I don't mean to cuss. I just get passionate. I shouldn't be cussing, actually. I got an extensive vocabulary. I don't need to cuss. So we can do so many things overnight, but it requires us to have a mindset change. And unfortunately, we sometimes need a catastrophe to happen before we do something dramatic, like uniting. So, listen, I don't want to take too much of y'all time, but our next webinar, inshallah, our good brother Derek Grace will be a part of it. His wealth standards are amazing. He is moving towards an 8-figure business, not 6, not 7, 8-figure business. So inshallah, we will see, we will have him in attendance and he'll give us a breakdown on his wealth standards and it's going to be a lot of valuable information. Make sure you guys are there. We do now have the ability for you all to buy badges here and I'm definitely going to utilize this because I've been on Instagram for a long time. And there was a time where I told the people maybe about a year, 2 years ago. 2 week intensive courses are a course that helps people get funded. So if you text 2 weeks to 833-605-0778, our next class is starting soon. We take about 19 students at a time. So yeah, so y'all know that Mark Zuckerberg rocked with my platform. I think he'd be watching it. So they always give me the beta testing. They allow me to test out the new stuff that happened, right? Like my live can go 4 hours. They allow me to do it when it first came out. Now they allow people to buy badges once they get on. And this actually entices me to come on here and teach more. And what I'm thinking is going to happen, and I think that this is actually one of probably the greatest things that happened with Instagram because I think what's going to happen is people are going to start giving more valuable information. Why? Because the reason that you go on a private platform is because you're not monetizing your knowledge and your information and your time. So with your time being monetized, then I think that people will give a lot more information on the platform rather than going off of the platform. But still, like it will still have to carry out to where people's habits, right, are exemplifying saying that, you know, you're giving more and more and more and more because I can't see a person being on here for an hour for $40, right? But I can see that if it increasing and you've been on here and it got $400 and $4,000 and you said, I'm going to decide to go ahead and do a free masterclass on here and the people reciprocated, then that's a whole different conversation, right? Yeah, so the way that they're going to do it is they're going to take a percentage of the proceeds. Right now, they're not taking a percentage of the proceeds. That because it's in beta testing, that they give me 100% of it, right? But at a particular point in time, they will be taking a percentage of it once it get rolled out and it becomes the standard for everybody. So I remember we told people that we used to put the Cash App probably about 2 years ago. We started, and I got a video explaining that one day Instagram is going to make a button where they allow you to pay influencers when they come on here, a monetization button. And so somebody was complaining that why do the leaders or speakers have Cash App, their Cash App down there? And I was like, well, you have to understand that you won't have an issue with it once Instagram makes it a button. But because Instagram haven't made it a button, then you have an issue with somebody using their creative genius and finding a way to monetize a platform that hasn't been monetized yet. So, you know, we were just ahead of our times when we was doing it, and we knew it already, and we predicted this business model to come because it only made sense. And there's a bunch of other things that they're going to have to do with IGTV. You getting paid for your IGTV because they have to compete, right? Instagram's wealth standard and Facebook is to keep your attention there. And whatever they have to do to keep your attention, they will. Now, I want to go ahead and thank some of these people that in Gabe, Nayla, Sharika, Astonishing, Miss Sherris, DMV Power, I Am the Mother, Valen, It's Jackie, Gang Gang, CMO, J Moore, Pro, Prop Nice, Sam Walker, Guada, One Oop, Chef Kamari, Ciaria, Savage, Chantel. Wow, that was a lot. I hope I enunciated those words correctly. But I appreciate y'all for tapping in. It's good to see the progression of social media as it goes. Thank you, Your Time to Men. I appreciate you. Because you're going to see a lot of great things that's going to come from this. I'm actually about to watch Social Dilemma. I haven't finished it. But yes, we are the product, right? And of course, attention is the product. And so it's not particularly a bad thing that if you're giving somebody value, value, and value, and value, and that's how you're keeping their attention, then fine, right? Somebody say, can a bad sponsor? I don't know. What is the limit that they allow you to buy? I don't have no two accounts. I only have this one. So anybody offering y'all anything free, anybody saying that you can pay for this or they'll give you some free giveaways, it's all fake. I don't do that. Sage Smoke, thank you. So It Grows Atlanta, thank you. Appreciate you. Mob Trucking, I appreciate you. So the limit is $5. Ty PR, Taj. Okay. Oh, so you can buy 3 badges. So you could do 15. That's what's up. I think that they should have increased the limit. They should have went to like 500 or something. I think they should have went to like 500, you know what I'm saying? I think they should increase the limit. 5 is not enough, you know what I'm saying? Because when we used to do the Cash App thing, sometimes people would send in 300, 500. People used to send in all kind of money, but I stopped doing it because instead we just start offering our products and our services. And yeah, y'all haven't seen me with a Cash App in years. I mean, we make enough a month where we don't need that, but I understand it though. I Am Sade, thank you. Yeah, so I believe the way it works is that you have the ability to buy badges every live, but you can only buy 1 badge per live. I mean, or you can buy 3 badges per live or something of that nature. Because when I was on Wall Street Trapper, I bought a badge. Thank you, Kaz Mitchell and Sage. Appreciate you. I'm not sure how you enunciate that. So a badge doesn't do anything per se besides say that you supported this person, right? So I don't think it's supposed to do anything outside the fact that if a person is live and they're giving you value and information, the badge is saying that, yo, I supported this person. I'm not just on live for free. And this person gave me value for their time and I'm going to give them value for their time. Right. So I think that that's more so just a component of it is that you can support the influencers. You can support the people that's on live and you can show a level of reciprocation for what's being given to you. And like I said, I like this business model because I think that it's going to force people to give more value and more value. And I think that if you want people to give value, especially when they give value, you should give value back. So therefore, these people want to come on live because you have to understand that. Oh, Romaro said he just bought 3 gold waters. That's even better. Listen, brother, I got products. I'm not worried about these badges. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's for you all to say I appreciate you, but I got products and services, and I'm thank you, Chuck Nice. I'm not really tripping off that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this might be some Uber money or something. I'm not tripping off that, but I think that it's a great business model because it is a circulation of monies, right? You put your money where your mind is. And so it's like, if you get on here, you got 1,000 people, everybody giving $5, that's $5,000, right? So there is a way to where you can support the people that you love. So when you see other people roll out with their badges, Pula, thank you, you should support. And I will. And I'm saying that because I will. You understand me? You say use badge money to sponsor a kid for your class. Now, the classes are $119. If you want to sponsor a child, you can just go click the link and buy a sponsorship for a child that'll give them access to the course. It can be a friend's child. It can be your child. It can be anybody. You understand me? So if you want to sponsor, just tap in.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.